Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie. And Tom, today we're going to be talking about one of my favorite things, that's cooking, of course. And
food.
I really love these shows that feature really great chefs, someone who's really good at making and cooking food.
One chef here in Taiwan who's made his mark in the world, of course, is the ever-popular Ah Ji Shi.
Ooh.
Whom we're going to talk about today. He is Taiwan's most respected chef.
Cool.
And indeed, if you ask someone from Taiwan to name a famous chef from Taiwan, most people will probably say this fella, Ah Ji Shi. And we'll talk about him today and what he's done and what kind of contribution he has made not only to Taiwan but to the world. But hey, before we actually break down our lesson for today, I think it would be a good idea to have it read in its entirety one time. Listen carefully. Chef Zheng Yanji isn't just one of the top chefs in Taiwan. He's also one of the most trustworthy people in the country. Better known as Ah Ji Shi, he was chosen as the sixth most trusted person in Taiwan in a 2010 Reader's Digest poll, which put him just behind well-known public figures, including director Ang Lee, Venerable Zheng Yan, and Cloudgate Dance Theater founder Lin Huaimin. Ah Ji Shi did not come from a privileged background. His parents owned a noodle shop, but the family was still pressed for money. Ah Ji Shi loved to be in the shop and began cooking when he was in the fifth grade. By the time he was in high school, he knew that he wanted to cook for a living. His father vehemently opposed the idea, but his mother convinced her husband to let him pursue his dream. He has now been cooking for more than 40 years, and has organized presidential banquets, written recipe books, and is the executive chef of Fulan Hotels and Resorts. It is Ah Ji Shi's genuine personality, rather than his achievements, that has made him so trusted and admired. He is a humble and unpretentious person who, despite having an annual income of more than 10 million NT dollars, drives a motorcycle to work and lives in a modest apartment. Wealthy as he is, Ah Ji Shi's favorite meal at home is a simple dish of congee with instant noodles. He's also an outspoken critic of excessive food waste, and he teaches people to reuse ingredients to avoid squandering good food. His integrity, sincerity, and frugality add to his reputation as an outstanding and highly respected cook. Ah Ji Shi instills traditional Taiwanese virtues into his cooking, which has won him the nation's hearts.
Okay, everybody, let's get started. We're talking about a very famous chef here, Ah Ji Shi. We're saying here that Chef Zheng Yanji isn't just one of the top chefs in Taiwan. He's also one of the most trustworthy people in the country. That's his formal name, but he's known better as Ah Ji Shi, which I'm sure all of our listeners are aware of who this guy is. If you're trustworthy, it means people can trust you. People can rely on you to do what is needed or what is right. Maybe you're looking for more trustworthy friends. Maybe you're looking for a trustworthy news source, a news organization that you can depend on to give you news that is correct and not just stuff they're making up. So trustworthy, you can trust this guy because he seems very dependable.
That's right. Would you trust your daughter with this guy? Is he trustworthy? And, well, that's his real name, his birth name, I guess, Zheng Yanji. And he's very trustworthy here in Taiwan. He's better known as Ah Ji Shi. As you know, in Taiwanese, lots of people have these nicknames, Ah something.
Sure.
A good friend of mine is Ah Xian. His brother is Ah Yong. And we work for a guy named Ah Cho sometimes. So here it's Ah Ji. And then because he's a master at something, we put the word Shi at the end, Ah Ji Shi. And he was chosen as the sixth most trusted person in Taiwan in a poll conducted just a couple of years ago, back in 2010, It was in the magazine Reader's Digest, which is an international magazine, Reader's Digest. I think it's out of the United States, but of course they have editions in different languages. Of course, there's an edition here in Taiwan. And they had a poll here. A poll is where they get on the phone and they call people and they ask them a question and then they gather all this information and then publish the results. Of course, they will have polls before election. You know, who's leading the polls? Is it the green candidate or the blue candidate? Because they're taking polls. Who are you going to vote for? This poll asked them, who is the most trusted person in Taiwan? He came in sixth place, which is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. That put him just behind well-known public figures, including director An Li, Venerable Cheng Yin, and Cloudgate Dance Theater founder Lin Huaimin. Now, if you're talking about someone who's venerable, it means they're very old and respected. They're valued. We typically will use this adjective in front of someone's name who is a little bit older. They've been around and they've accomplished quite a bit. Someone who's very well respected. So they're public figures, which means they're well known to the public. They've had careers that let them get a lot of media attention, so everyone is aware of them.
Right, so it's Venerable Zheng Yan, I think it's Zheng Yan Fashi in Chinese, the famous Buddhist monk. I think he's passed away now.
Oh.
Also, Lin Huaimin, he's the guy who founded the Cloud Gate Dance Theater, so these are very trustworthy people. I'm very surprised that no politicians are here.
Oh.
Isn't that hard to believe?
They are not trustworthy people, Tom.
Obviously. I was being, of course, facetious there.
Sarcastic,
you bet. But in any case here, Aji Shi, despite the fact that he makes a ton of money, well, he did not come from a privileged background. Your background, of course, is where you came from, where you grew up, the conditions of your family, how big a family you had, were you rich, were you poor, etc. And if you're privileged, that means you have special rights or advantages or other such advantages to life here, things that help you out in life. Some people are born privileged if their parents are rich, for example, but he was not from a privileged background. His parents actually were, well, I wouldn't say they're really dirt poor, but they weren't exactly rich. His parents owned a noodle shop, which is basically a diner in Taiwan. You can go get some Neuroman beef noodles or whatever.
Now, it says here his family was still pressed for money. So they weren't wealthy. In fact, they oftentimes did not have the money they needed. If you're pressed for something, it's a phrase we use to mean you lack something that you need or that you really want. Wow, I'm really pressed for time today. I'm really pressed for money right now. So you can use this to say you don't have enough of something that you really do need. So be careful. We don't use this before a noun. You have to be pressed for something. So it's an adjective, but you have to use all these words together. To be pressed for something. You can't just say, I'm pressed money.
No.
Or, I was pressed money. No, you have to be pressed for money. So you have to use that preposition for in front of the noun. Now, his parents were hard workers, but sometimes they just didn't have enough money to make ends meet. They weren't able to always pay their bills.
And, well, like most kids, of course, or unlike most kids, I should say, he did not like to stay home and watch cartoons and read comic books. He actually loved to hang out in the shop, to be in the shop. He was interested in what his parents were doing. And he began cooking when he was in the fifth grade, which is pretty young. So he learned the trade from his parents, and there was no looking back after that. And by the time he was in high school, he knew that he wanted to cook for a living. That was his vocational choice. That was the career he wanted to pursue. Dad, Mom, I've decided I want to be a cook, or I want to be a chef. While I'm at it here, I should explain the difference between a cook and a chef.
Okay.
A chef is somebody who cooks really fancy stuff, like in a fancy restaurant, and they wear those fancy white hats. A cook is somebody maybe who just works at a noodle shop.
And a chef is also the boss of other cooks. He can't just be a chef and not have any other cooks. He has to have cooks in the kitchen that he's the boss of. So a chef is the boss of other cooks, and it's usually in a bigger restaurant. It doesn't have to be very big, but pretty big, and they've usually had a lot of training, and they're very good cooks. They make special dishes. Now, here it says that Ah Di-shu actually started cooking when he was in the fifth grade. Tom,
yeah.
Could you cook when you were a fifth grader?
I could put bread in the toaster and push the button and maybe spread butter or jam on it.
Does that count?
Does that count as cooking?
No.
I don't think so. cooking involves knowing, you know, how long to cook something, to put it in the oven or to fry it in a frying pan,
uh-huh.
What kind of oil to use, what kinds of ingredients, etc. So, yes, he learned the trade from his parents here, but, hey, his father objected to his career choice. His father vehemently opposed the idea. And if you're vehement about something, that means you're showing strong feelings, you're very forceful or passionate about that thing. So he was opposed, not just a little opposed. No, you can't do it. But he was vehemently opposed. No, absolutely not. If you decide to become a cook, don't ever come home again. I'm never going to talk to you again.
So if someone's vehemently doing something, they're showing really strong feelings. They're often angry feelings, and they're very emotional. So his dad felt very strongly about him not becoming a cook. He probably was like most parents here in Taiwan. He wanted to see his son excel in school and go on to be an engineer or a doctor or a lawyer, something like that. So he was opposed to the idea. If you're opposed to something, you do not agree with it. You do not approve of it. But luckily for Ah Di-shu, his mother supported him. And his mother convinced her husband to let Ah Di-shu pursue his dream. That's what good moms do. They go to their husbands and they say, hey, you know, I want you to really reconsider this. Think about your son and his happiness. If you convince someone to do something, it means you get them to agree to do something. You persuade them to change their minds. So luckily for Ah Di-shu, he had a mother who really supported her son. Otherwise,
to pursue your dream. Yeah,
yeah, otherwise we wouldn't have this great chef in Taiwan. Okay, right now, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要介绍的人物呢是非常有名的台湾的师傅，叫做郑衍基，也就是大家所通知的阿基师。在第一段的第二个句子提到 ,Better known as 阿基师 ,He was chosen as the sixth most trusted person in Taiwan in a 2010 Reader's Digest poll,which put him just behind well-known public figures, including director Ann Lee, venerable Zheng Yan, and Cloud Gate Dance Theater founder Lin Huaiming. 在2010年的读者文摘的人物民调当中呢，阿基师排名第六。在这里句子的前面提到 better known as 阿基师，如果我们讲到 be known as, 后面就是加他的身份、地位或者是称呼咯。非常的有名，排名第六，仅次于李安导演、正言法师以及呢云门舞集的创办人林怀民之后。在第二段里面提到他呢的出身并非权贵之家。第二段的第二句提到 ,His parents owned a noodle shop, but the family was still pressed for money. 他们家虽然开了一个面店，但是整个家庭呢仍然是非常的需要钱的。在英文里面我们说Be pressed for something, 指的就是因为没有某样东西而感到苦恼的意思。所以如果你说为了金钱而大伤脑筋，就可以说 be pressed hard for money。 后面还提到 by the time he was in high school, he knew that he wanted to cook for a living. 其实早在他呢高中的时候他就知道他想要靠烹饪为生。His father vehemently opposed the idea, but his mother convinced her husband to let him pursue his dream. 在这里的 vehemently 指的呢就是非常强烈的、激烈的的意思。父亲反对这样的想法，但是母亲却说服了他的先生，让阿基师可以去追求自己的梦想。Convince 这个动词就是有说服的意思。简单的来说，我们可以说 convince somebody to do something。举个例子 ，David tried to convince her daughter to go abroad for further studies。David 试着要说服他的女儿出国念书。当然，我们也可以说 convince somebody。of 来加上名词，解释成为使某人相信某事或某物的意思。而这里最常看到的追求某人的梦想，在英文则是可以说 pursue one's dream。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue our lesson. We're talking about A Ji Shi, and in brief, we learned that he's from not-so-privileged background, from a not-so-privileged background. His parents owned a noodle shop. His father was vehemently opposed to his idea of becoming a cook, but his mother convinced her husband, oh dear, let him be a cook, be nice, and of course now the rest is history.And he has now been cooking for more than 40 years. That's a long time, and he's actually been very successful. He has done things like organizing presidential banquets. He's written recipe books, and he's also the executive chef for Fulon Hotels and Resorts. I guess that's a chain of hotels and resorts in Taiwan. I've seen the one at Fulon, and I assume they have them all over Taiwan and Kunding and other places.But first of all, let's talk about what a presidential banquet is. Something that has to do with the president of a company or a country is presidential, a presidential election. I think the next one will be in 2016, if I'm not mistaken. And here we've got a recipe book, which basically is a book that teaches you how to cook things. The instructions on how to cook something, of course,is the recipe, and executive here just means the chief or the head.
Yeah, an executive is a person who manages or directs other people's work in a company or an organization. Here he's an executive chef of this group of hotels and resorts. It's a very important job. Now, it is A Ji Shi's genuine personality rather than his accomplishments that have made him so trusted.So his personality is great. Notice here we're using the verb has that has made him so trusted. We're just talking about his personality, one thing, instead of all these achievements, which would turn your verb into a plural verb. So if it's genuine, if he's genuine, it means he's real. He isn't fake with people. What you see is what you get is often how we'll describe people who are very genuine. They show their real feelings. They don't pretend to be people that they aren't. People love genuine personalities. They don't really care that he's accomplished a lot, or that he's wealthy or has a pretty good living. That's not important to them. They just like him. They like his personality and what he's like. So it's made him someone that people here in Taiwan trust and admire.
I guess you could say that he has not let his success go to his head. If something goes to your head, then you get really egotistical about your achievements. You think you're really great, but he's just a down-home guy, a down-to-earth kind of guy. He's the same guy he was back when he was that 5-year-old kid hanging out in his father's noodle shop.
We could also say that success hasn't changed him, which is a good thing. He's still the same old guy.
Still very genuine. So, of course, as a result, he is trusted and admired by the good people of Taiwan. He's also humble and unpretentious. He's a humble and unpretentious person. Humble means you just don't just say great things about yourself. You're modest. You have a kind of a low estimate of your own personality. You can be humble about your achievements. Oh, I'm not so great. Don't pay attention to me. And unpretentious, well, of course, that's the opposite of pretentious. We do describe lots of people these days as being pretentious. They think they're something that they're not. They're kind of haughty, kind of stuck up. But, hey, he's genuine. What you see is what you get. He's not trying to pretend to be someone he isn't.
And even though he has an annual income of more than 10 million NT dollars, he still drives a motorcycle to work and lives in what we describe here as a modest apartment. If it's modest, it's not very large. It's not a very expensive home. It's, you know, just kind of average. If you describe someone as having an annual income, that's how much money they make from their job on a yearly basis. So annual means happening once a year. If you have an annual party, you have a party that you throw once a year, and your income is the money you earn at your job. So he doesn't try to drive around in a Benz or, you know, have this really expensive home or apartment that's huge or really fancy. No, he just lives like most of us do, kind of an average guy. Wealthy as he is, Aji Shu's favorite meal at home is a simple dish of congee with instant noodles. Wealthy as he is. This is a phrase that means even though this is true, it doesn't affect what follows. So I could say, tired as I am, I still want to go jogging. Or, poor as I am, I still will fly home for Christmas. So you're talking about a statement that even though it's true, it doesn't affect what you're going to say next.
And the food you serve at a meal could be referred to as a dish. Here it's congee with instant noodles. Congee is the word we use to describe xi fan, which is basically rice with water and maybe a little bit of pork, shredded pork in there. Xi fan, my wife loves congee or xi fan. I call it xi fan because that's the Chinese word for it. But
do you like it?
No, I've never developed a taste for it. I like the rice, you know, dry, straight.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
You know, there's no accounting for taste, but in any case, it's a simple dish of congee and instant noodles. He is also an outspoken critic of excessive food waste. If you're outspoken, that means you talk a lot about something, especially in an honest way. You're very frank. You're very honest when you express your opinions. You don't beat around the bush. You come straight to the point and you let people know what you're thinking.
Yeah, you're not afraid to give your opinion. If you're a critic, here it means you're someone who criticizes something, you don't like something. He doesn't like that sometimes people waste food. So he's an outspoken critic of excessive, which means too much food waste. He likes to teach people to reuse ingredients. Ingredients are things that we use to make a dish of food. So he likes us to reuse parts that we might typically throw in the garbage. He wants to avoid squandering good food. To squander just means to waste. He has integrity. He's sincere, so we call that sincerity. Sincerity means you show your true feelings. You express them in a really honest way. Oh, he's so sincere. Notice that the noun is actually pronounced a little differently. Sincerity, not sincerity, sincerity. Frugality is the act of being very careful about spending money or using things when you don't need to. So you're very careful about not wasting anything. Oh, she's a very frugal shopper. She doesn't spend more than she needs to. Or he's very frugal with his money. He's very careful with his money.
Especially if you're trying to save up to send your kids to Harvard or someplace like that. So you have to be frugal with your money. And, well, he's also got this wonderful reputation. He is outstanding and a highly respected cook. Outstanding means you stand out. You are really noticeable above other people. You stand out in a crowd. Outstanding, fantastic, wonderful, excellent. And, of course, he's highly respected by people in Taiwan and his peers. Other chefs like him, too. And Aji Shi instills traditional Taiwanese virtues into his cooking, which has won the nation's heart. So if you instill something, that means you gradually, slowly establish something until it is there for good. So, yes, he gradually instills these traditional Taiwanese virtues into his cooking. So virtues are just values or ideas that people value and they think are important. So, yes, it's not only about the traditional Taiwanese ideas, but the way to cook and the ideas behind them. He actually integrates them into his cooking. He mixes them in. He uses it. And, of course, everybody loves to eat his stuff.
If you win someone's heart, it just means you do something to get people to really like you, to really be fond of you. And so for all of these reasons we've talked about today, people in Taiwan really love him. He's won the nation's hearts. Okay, everybody, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to wrap it up.
办过国宴，写过食谱，现在还是大饭店的行政主厨。那么阿基师的确是相当的成功。在第三段一刚开始就提到， It is Aji Shi's genuine personality rather than his achievements that has made him so trusted and admired. 事实上正是呢因为他真诚的个性而不是他的成就才让他这么样子的备受人的信赖跟欣赏。这个句的句型是一个分裂用来强调的句型。如果我们把 it is 跟中间的 that 把它拿掉，你就会发现这一句的主词是 Ajish's genuine personality has made him so trusted and admired. A rather than 在这里呢，则是解释成为而不是什么的意思。我们常常说，人呢要正直而不是聪明就好了，你就可以说 be honest.Rather than clever. 他其实过着非常简朴的生活，每天一样骑摩托车上班，住在一般的公寓当中。Wealthy as he is, Aji Shi's favorite meal at home is a simple dish of congee with instant noodles.这个句型也很特别 as 解释成为尽管虽然的意思我们可以先放一个形容词再加上 as 然后主词跟 be 动词来代表尽管某人是怎么样的所以尽管阿基师非常有钱他最喜欢的还是简单的稀饭来煮泡面后面还提到 His integrity, sincerity, and frugality add to his reputation as an outstanding and highly respected cook. 再一次提到呢，他的正直 integrity, sincerity, 他的真诚，以及他的节俭 frugality 都再一次的为他的声望加分然后使他成为是大家认为非常杰出又备受尊重的大厨师
That's it for today's program I'm surprised you're all still listening to us I was very certain that you had left the room where you're listening to our program and headed off to Aji's restaurant because it just sounded so tasty. I think I'm going to go there after the program
Me
myself.
Me too.
And from all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.